This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of March 18th, 2018. Students at the John Burroughs Prep School in Ladue, Missouri say they'll respond to a planned Westboro Baptist Church protest by rallying in support of an openly gay athlete and classmate. Members of the church, which is known for its vehement opposition to LGBTQ rights, have announced plans to picket. One of the John Burroughs star football players, Jake Bain, made headlines in October when he came out as gay in a speech delivered at a school assembly. Since then, the senior has announced plans to attend Indiana State University next fall on a football scholarship. Bain told local NBC affiliate KSDK in December, quote, "My main reason for coming out was not necessarily for me. For me, it was trying to reach out to people who aren't comfortable coming out. I feel like especially in athletics, there's a stigma. And I don't think being an athlete and gay really collide," end quote. The schoolmaster's Andy Abbott told Fox 2 that more than 200 John Burroughs students expressed an interest last week in staging a counter-protest of their own in response to Westboro's targeting of their classmate. They've since planned to gather for an on-campus 40-minute display of support for the LGBT community at the same time the Westboro members make their appearance, which will be followed by a unity walk and celebratory music-filled assembly. And in Maryland, a federal court ruled last week that federal law protects rights of transgender students to use both locker rooms and restrooms in alignment with their identities. LGBTQ Nation reported the decision is a legal victory for Max Brennan, a transgender boy who has been forced by Maryland's Talbot County Public Schools to use separate restrooms and locker rooms because he is transgender. The court ruled that both Title IX and the Equal Protection Clause support the decision. The decision of the U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland joins a growing list of courts supporting transgender rights. And in Milwaukee, 125 people have contracted HIV or syphilis in one of the largest HIV clusters the city has ever seen. A cluster is an unexpectedly high incidence of a disease in a short period of time and close together, among people connected in some way. Public health experts say that this cluster is important because of how many young people, including how many high school students and three babies born with syphilis, are in it. Milwaukee public school officials were quick to note that Milwaukee has a high rate of STIs, especially among people 15 to 24 years of age. The city leads the nation in gonorrhea infections and is fourth for chlamydia. In 2012, Governor Scott Walker signed the Abstinence-Only Sex Education Law. While school districts are permitted to continue teaching about condoms, they have to emphasize abstinence and teach that abstinence from sexual activity before marriage is the most effective way to prevent pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. Milwaukee Public Schools teach about condoms, and a demonstration of correct condom usage is included in the curriculum. But the class materials don't give the impression that condoms are very effective. It says, quote, "Condoms have the highest rate of failure of all leading methods of birth control." For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia. I love to change the world.